the blood doesn't cover you. You're going to stand before God. He's going to go, my worker and my word told you about that. You didn't repent of it. It's like you not leaving the mistress. Your wife's going, I ain't taking you back. God's going, you're not mine. You see what I'm saying? They've taught you a wrong gospel that, like, the blood of Jesus covers you no matter how much you sin and sin and sin. You can't find one verse that backs that up.
Well, no, you can't have hyper grace. It's not an excuse.
Then why does the sin all keep going on? I've called out hundreds of Assembly God pastors and they all keep pagan holidays and keep doing it. They don't teach women how to dress. They don't teach men how to dress. They keep the pagan holidays. They have a false gospel. They're associated with false teachers. On and on and on. This is ongoing
sin. They would probably say because that's all very Old Testament. That
not Old Testament? It's all New Testament. All my articles prove it. This is all New Testament. The Bible tells women to cover their heads in the New Testament. Did you know up to 150 years ago, every woman in America that professed Christ, you know what she did? Covered her head and she wore a dress to cover her body. Yeah, look it up, sir. 1 Corinthians 11. Look it up.
That sounds pretty Muslim. That sounds like a good job.
Sir, what's your first name? I want to pray for you. What's your first name?
Tim.
Tim, I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. The Muslims, see, you're talking. I love you, but you're talking about ignorance. The Muslims came along 800 years after Jesus. They stole the teachings.
Yeah,
Paul,
sure.
Paul taught head coverings.
Sure, counterfeit. Sure.
Well, why would you call that Muslim when Paul taught it 600 or 700 years before Allah came along?
It's a long time ago.
Be careful.
It's a long time.
Jesus died a long time ago.
I see your.
Yeah, you can't contest the word of God. It'll slice you up. I want you to be sliced enough to repent. You got my contact info. If you can prove, if your pastor can prove I've got anything wrong, I want to hear about it. Go look up. I have a teaching blog, thousands of articles, and I have a unbiblical teacher's blog. And on there is a testing of Assembly of God. Go look it up. It's a general testing of Assembly of God. They have all kinds of silly youth groups. They do Super Bowl parties, many of them. It's a generalization. But they condone all this stuff. This is not of God. You must come out of the culture. You must come out of the world. You must serve God. Holiness needs to be set apart. You're set apart for your wife, and she's set apart for you. If you break that covenant, it's not worth nothing. You're to be set apart for God, not Assembly of God, not a music festival, not the culture. You're to be set apart for God, and God said, this is my child.
So then what's wrong with personal relationship?
Personal relationship, because personal relationship is like you and I have one. We're talking to each other. We can hug. We can share. We can go for a walk. God ordained a covenant. Relationship is very human-centered. That makes me feel good. I have a relationship with Jesus. It's a lie. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. You have a covenant with Jesus. And he told us in the book of John 14 and 16 that he'll send the Spirit to manifest.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
He'll send the Spirit to manifest. Jesus isn't coming to us now today.
No,
we
the
don't,
Holy Spirit.
The Spirit is. And it guides us, and it does three main things. Convicts us.
Yes.
I hope you're convicted by a lot of this. It comforts us. So if you repent, you go, wow, I've been practicing Christmas for 30 years. I repent. And the Spirit says, you're forgiven. It's washed clean by the blood of Christ. And it teaches us. And Jesus said he will teach you all things. Okay? And this is what I strive to do when I come out and preach. I want to teach you all things from the Word of God. This is another thing American churchianity doesn't do. Matthew 28, 20. Jesus says in Mark 16, go preach the gospel. This is what I've been doing. Then he says, go make disciples. They don't do that. They don't teach disciples of Jesus. They teach disciples of their religious system. And then he said,
so the missionaries in all these other countries?
Name one that's biblical from a denomination. I don't know of any. They're all corrupted by evangelicalism. Roman Catholicism. Jesus said few are going to enter into eternal life. Eight got on the ark. Three came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You understand that? You know how few are going to be saved in America? I don't know the number, but it's going to be few. If there's 10,000 people here, a few of them might make it into the kingdom of God. You understand that? And then he said this in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. They lay it down. So it's kind of popular. It's kind of old. It's Muslim, which is a lie. Christmas and Easter are our biggest money makers. If you lose Christmas and Easter, you know what everybody says to me when I preach against Christmas and Easter? Oh, you must be Jehovah's Witness. And I go, no. They are a cult. They got it wrong, but they got that part right. That's about the only thing they got right. So the stigma from evangelicalism is we got to keep with the Reformers theology. We got to do what's popular because you can't have a building and a paid pastor and a staff if you're not popular. Trust me, I'm not popular. Noah wasn't popular. Jesus wasn't popular. Paul wasn't popular. In fact, they were all murdered. And here's the last thing I'll leave you with. The American church system, because of stuff like this and how they live their life on Sunday, is loved by the world. Billy Graham, I spoke at his son's conference. Billy Graham, one of the biggest false teachers that ever lived. The world loved him. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The world loved Billy Graham. The Bible says that if the world loves you and speak well of you, you're not of God. Jesus said, my sheep will be hated. Not hated for the wrong reasons, because I'm a jerk, or because I abuse.